When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Broadway to Main Street. I'm your host, Larry Maslon, and this afternoon we're going to enjoy the score to Stephen Sondheim's Follies. It's one of the most challenging and beloved shows in Broadway history. Its original production in 1971 was, by all accounts, one of the most spectacular and engaging and remarkable productions, and game-changing productions, actually, in Broadway history. It's currently enjoying a revival at the Marriott Marquis Theater, which is going to close during January, but I thought this would give us an opportunity to stumble through a song or two and hear different versions of the show. So we're going to begin from the original Broadway cast album from 1971, and here is Michael Bartlett as Roscoe bringing on the Weissman girls. Maestro? Opening number from Stephen Sondheim and James Goldman's spectacular Follies from the original cast album. Well, the score to Follies is a kind of two-headed animal, as it were. It has a contemporary sound. It's based on the reunion of some showgirls from various Follies productions in the 30s and 40s, and you hear their contemporary thoughts and their love relationship problems in a contemporary vein. But the fun part, for those of us who love musical theater, is Sondheim also wrote a sort of second score, a pastiche score, where he begs and borrows and affectionately steals from some of the grand masters of the golden age, 20s, 30s, and 40s of Tin Pan Alley and Broadway. So why don't we go back for a second and hear one of the great songs he modeled Beautiful Girls after. It's, of course, Irving Berlin's A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody, which is not only a wonderful song in itself, but has the imprimatur of being from one of the original Ziegfeld Follies. In fact, the Ziegfeld Follies of 1919, we're going to hear an original recording from that show, and A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody became so popular, it became the theme song for the Ziegfeld Follies. So let's hear John Steele from way back when.
For music, and I have an eye for a maid. I link a pretty girl circles with a month of May. I've studied girls and music, so I'm qualified to say, a pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day, just like the strain of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty
So there's a song from the past, an Irving Berlin song from the Follies of 1919. Stephen Sondheim's Follies is really obsessed with the past. You might say the past is one of the major characters. The plot surrounds a reunion in 1971 of the Weissman Follies and the various chorus girls and stars who appeared in them in the 30s and 40s. And we discover the main focus is really on two couples, neither of whom are particularly happy. Ben and Phyllis, who live a rich and seemingly exciting life in New York City, and Buddy and Sally, who live in New Mexico. And we discover that Sally is a really rather also obsessed with the past. She's still in love with Ben from all those years back. And that's the sort of psychological ramifications of the show transpire as we go. And at the same time, we see the ghosts of the past in the original Folly shows. It was a very demanding show, a very nonlinear show, and even though the physical production by Hal Prince in 1971 and the performances were spectacular, it did not make money. It lost almost its entire investment, around $750,000. But people who saw it, which I did not, said it was one of the most spectacular shows they ever saw. The whole history of Follies is brilliantly chronicled in a book by Ted Chapin called Everything Was Possible, The Making of Follies. I think it's in paperback by Applause Books. I urge you to get it. It's one of the best theater histories I know. But let's hear one of the songs from, shall we say, the psychological modernity of Follies. This is from a concert version in 1983, and it's George Hearn and Barbara Cook as Ben and Sally, who haven't seen each other in years, and reconfess their love to one another in Too Many Mornings.
Too many mornings, waking and pretending I reach for you. Thousands of mornings, dreaming of my girl. All that time wasted, merely passing through. Time I could have spent so content, wasting time with you. Too many mornings, wishing that the room might be filled with you. Morning to morning, turning into days. Oh, that I thought would never end. All the nights with another day to spend. All those times I looked up to see Sally standing at the door. Sally resting in my arms, with her head against my head.
If you don't kiss me, man, I think I'm gonna die.
I'd wear tonight, and when should I get here? How should I find you? Where I'd stand, what I'd say in case you didn't remember, how I'd remind you.
Always real.
I should have warned you.
And I've always loved you
I
this much.
I warned thee the last time.
We could always be.
The time I was
Well, Stephen Sondheim, as a composer and lyricist and theater man of the theater, casts a very long shadow. He has two volumes of lyrics that came out in the last year and an 80th birthday. But one of the things I think he's underappreciated for is the depth of his melody. Everyone knows he's a brilliant lyricist, but his melodies are tremendous. And that song, Too Many Mornings, to me is as good a musical duet and as moving a musical duet as anything by Rodgers and Hammerstein. All right, so let's move on to the second part of Follies, which is a sort of pastiche underbed where the former Corrines do the bits and review numbers that made them popular in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And that's an important part to understanding the show. It works best, I've found, when the people who do these songs have some sort of resonance to them, when you can see their younger selves inside. Certainly anybody who saw Barbara Cook perform in the Follies concert couldn't help but seeing the earlier Barbara Cook, Marion the Librarian, or any other number of the shows she did, her youthful innocence, now 20, 30 years later. And here's someone who was youthful but never innocent. It's Elaine Stritch singing what it was like to be a newcomer in the business, again from the concert versions of Follies in 1983.
I'm just a Broadway baby, walking off my tired feet, pounding 42nd Street to be in a show. Oh, Broadway baby, learning how to sing and dance, waiting for that one big chance to be in a show. Oh, gee, I'd like to be on some marquee, all twinkling lights, a spark to pierce the dark from Battery Park to Washington Heights. Someday, maybe, all my dreams will be repaid. Heck, I'd even play the maid to be in a show. Hey, Mr. Producer, I'm talking to you, sir. I don't need a lot, only what I got, plus a tube of grease paint and a follow spot. I'm a Broadway baby, slaving at a 5 and 10, dreaming of the great day when I'll be in a show. Oh, Broadway baby, making rounds all afternoon, eating a greasy spoon to save on my dough. Oh, at my tiny flat, there's just my cat, a bed and a chair. Still, I'll stick it till I'm on a bill all over Times Square. If I stick it long enough, I may get to strut my stuff, working for a nice man, like a Ziegfeld or a Weiss man in a great big
And the crowd goes wild. Well, why wouldn't you if you got to hear Elaine Stritch do that song live? Hi, I'm Larry Maslon, and today on Broadway to Main Street, we're looking at the score to Stephen Sondheim's Follies, which had a recent revival in New York City, a critically acclaimed revival. And we're here at 88.3 FM, WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting. You can also stream the show at PeconicPublicBroadcasting.org. Well, Broadway Baby is one of the great Tin Pan Alley pastiches ever written, but Sondheim in his multifarious imagination wasn't content to stop with Tin Pan Alley parodies or pastiches. He also moved into the world of operetta, an operetta, as many of you are familiar with, if you've listened to Lee Davis's American Musical Theater show all these years. No, was maybe the reigning musical genre of the teens, 20s, and early 30s. And Sondheim investigated this world as well. He decided he perhaps was going to look at Rudolph Frimmel or Victor Herbert, but he actually settled on Noel Coward as the basis for his pastiche. And Coward had written quite a few operettas in the 20s and 30s. I think it's somewhat easy to write an operetta. All you really have to do is put the adjective after the noun, and you too can write a lyric. So you'd say, please give me a cup of coffee decaffeinated. So you'll hear a lot of adjectives after the nouns in operetta. But here's a pair up. We're going to hear I'll See You Again, which is the Coward song that Sondheim based his pastiche on, this time sung by the knockout duo of Anna Maffo and Sergio Franchi. And then you'll hear One More Kiss from the 2011 cast album of the current revival of Follies with Rosalind Elias and Leah Horowitz. One More Kiss from the 2011 revival of Follies on Broadway. Follies, the score by Stephen Sondheim, we're looking at today on Broadway to Main Street. Some of you who may have had the original cast album of Follies, that is the LP, may not know that song at all. In one of the more famous sort of acts of musical butchery in the recording industry, the very voluminous and complex score of Follies was kind of cut and diced to fit a 48-minute LP back in 1971. But thankfully, other recordings and other revivals and the concert recording we heard has allowed us to hear the full breadth of this really astonishing score. Well, at a major point in Follies, we have a whole shift psychologically and chronologically and theatrically. We go back to what's called the Loveland sequence, where we see, shall we say, externalized versions of the four main characters' inner monologues, again in a pastiche frame. So when we see for the first time the two young couples, Buddy and Sally and Ben and Phyllis, we see them in a sequence that Sondheim used from a show called Life Begins at 8:40. And he pastiched his favorite, certainly one of his favorite composers, Harold Arlen, along with the lyricist Yip Harburg and Ira Gershwin, wrote a kind of wonderful song called Let's Take a Walk Around the Block from Life Begins at 8:40 back in 1934. You'll see the sort of silly, fun lyrics, and you'll see how Sondheim, shall we say, adds a dash of vinegar to the cream in their coffee when we hear the You're Gonna Love Tomorrow sequence from Loveland. First, we're going to hear Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney singing this jaunty little number from Life Begins at 8:40, and then we'll hear You're Gonna Love Tomorrow from the original cast album of Follies.
Someday we'll go places, new lands and new faces, the day we quit punching the clock.
The future looks pleasant, but at present,
let's take a walk around the block.
You're just the companion I want at Grand Canyon for throwing old blades down the rock.
The money we'll have will go for travel.
Meantime, let's walk around the block. Gangway, we'll begin when our ship comes in. You sit on my lap.
All over the map.
To London in May time, to Venice in playtime,
to Paris in time for a frock, to Boston in bean time, darling, meantime,
let's take a walk around the block. In winter at Christmas, we'll visit the Isthmus, see how they lock up a lock.
And then in Mexico, on a burro,
we'll take a ride around the block. I give you my promise, we'll visit St. Thomas, and then at Hawaii we'll dock.
Hawaii can wait, sir, it grows late, sir.
Let's take a walk around the block. Onward to Cathay,
then to Mandalay,
then Vladivostok,
where Bolsheviks flock.
We'll send the folks cables, accumulate labels, we'll buy souvenirs till we're in hock.
Right now we are flat in old Manhattan. Let's take a walk around the block.
What will tomorrow bring? The pundits query.
Will it be cheery?
Will it be sad?
Will it be birds in spring or harakiri?
Don't worry, dearie.
Don't worry, lad.
I'll have our future suture whim, blue chip preferred.
Putting it in a synonym, perfect's the word.
We're in this thing together, aren't you glad? Each day from now will be the best day you ever. You're gonna love tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be with me.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna love tomorrow. I'm giving you my personal guarantee.
Say toodaloo to sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And fare thee well, ennui.
Bye bye.
You're gonna love tomorrow. As long as your tomorrow is spent with me.
Today was perfectly perfect. You say, well, don't go away. Cause if you think you like today, you're gonna love tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You stick around and see. Mm-hmm. And if you love tomorrow, and think of how it's gonna be, tomorrow's what you're gonna have a lifetime with me. Sally dear, now that we're man and wife, I will do wonders to make your life soul-stirring and free of care.
If we fight and we might, I'll concede. Furthermore, dear, should your ego need bolstering, I'll do my share.
But though I'll do my utmost to see you never frown,
and though I'll try to cut most of our expenses down,
I've some traits, I warn you, to which you'll have objections.
I do have a cornucopia of imperfections. I may burn the toast.
Oh, well, I may make a rotten host.
Do tell,
but no matter what goes wrong, love will see us through till something better comes along. I may vex your folks.
Okay, I may interrupt your jokes.
You may, but if I come on too strong, love will see us through till something better comes along. I may play cards all night and come home at 3.
Just leave a light on the porch for me.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Hi.
Girls.
Ben.
Sally.
I may try.
You're gonna love
your
tomorrow.
Face.
Please do. I may clutter around the sea. But the minute you love me and praise, what nothing else can that say?
So let's move on to another musical pairing. As I said, during the Loveland sequence, each of the four principals has their own kind of wild, schizophrenic, psychologized number. This is the Song and Dance Man's Lament, you might say, from a genre point of view. If you know the song By Myself from That's Entertainment, has that kind of ring to it. But it's more closely modeled on another Fred Astaire song from 1924's Lady Be Good. So here is Fred Astaire himself singing with a nice accompanist, a guy who seems to know what he's doing. He should. It's George Gershwin playing his own composition. And you'll actually hear Fred and George give a little shout out to each other in the middle of the song. Fred Astaire is going to sing the Half of It Dearie Blues. And not to be outdone, Mandy Patinkin is going to sing the God, Why Don't You Love Me? Oh, You Do, I'll See You Later Blues from the concert album of Follies from 1983. So here are two guys feeling the blues back to back.
Can't recall the names of all the men who fall, it's so appalling. not blame them a bit. Cause you're a hit wherever you flit. I know it's so, but dearie, oh, you'll never know the blues that go right through me. I've got the you don't know the half of it, dearie.
First, oh, folks, well, pause for a mo. No, no, folks, you still get your jollies.
This is I got a problem that I think you should know.
You see, I'm very perturbed of late, very upset. I'm very betwixt and between. The things that I want, I don't seem to get. The things that I get, you know what I mean. I got those guys, why don't you love me or you do? I'll see you later, blues. That long as you ignore me are the only thing that matters, feeling that if I'm good enough for you, you're not good enough. And thank you for the present, but what's wrong with it, stuff? Just don't come any closer, because you know how much I love you. Feelings. Those tell me that you love me or you did. I gotta run now. Blues. Marge. 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 She says she really loves me. I love him. She says she really cares. I care, I care. She says that I'm her hero.
He's my hero.
She says I'm perfect, she swears.
He's perfect, goddammit.
She says that if we parted, she says that she'd be sick.
Oh, God, I'm sick.
She says she's mine forever,
forever.
She says I gotta get out of here quick.
Woo!
I got those whisper how I'm better than I think, but what do you know, blues? As long as you keep telling me I stink when I adore you, feelings. I'd say I'm all the world to you, you're out of your mind. I know there's someone else and I could kiss you behind. But you say I'm terrific when your taste was always rotten. Feelings. Those go away, I need you. Come to me, I'll kill you. Darling, I'll do anything to keep you with me till you tell me that you love me or you didn't. I beat it, will you? Blues. Sally. 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 She says she loves another.
Another.
She says a fella she prefers.
Furs. Furs.
She says that he's her idol.
Idol, 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 idol.
She says ideal, she avers.
You deal, avers.
She says that anybody.
Buddy.
She says would suit her more than I.
Ay, 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 you.
She says that I'm a washout.
You're a washout.
She says I love her so much I could die.
Woo! Woo!
long as you ignore me, you're the only thing that matters. Feeling.
Feeling!
And if I'm good enough for you, you're not good enough.
Woo!
And thank you for the present, but what's wrong with this stuff?
Woo!
But don't come any closer, because you know how much I love you. Feeling.
Blah, blah, blues!
Those, if you will, then I can't. If you won't, then I got it. Give it to me, I don't want it. If you won't, I gotta have it. High, low, wrong, right. Yes, no, black, white. Tell me that you love me. Or you did, I'll see you later.
Stand back, it's Mandy. One great thing that Mandy Patinkin did in that version was it was originally written for Buddy to sing it with two women, and Patinkin took on all three roles at quite a bravura, if not schizophrenic, performance. So now we move on to the torch spot number in Follies. The torch song has always been a great part of musical theater vocabulary. Bill from Showboat, Body and Soul, Someone to Watch Over Me. And Sondheim based this version on an Arlen classic, The Man That Got Away, sung by Judy Garland. And we'll hear that, even though chronologically it's a little later, from the film A Star Is Born. But then we'll hear one of the fabulous recordings, I think, which is Dorothy Collins, who was the original Sally in Follies, but not from the cast album, which trims the song Losing My Mind a bit, but I think from a wonderful rendition in a live concert called Sondheim, A Musical Tribute, from 1973. So here are two powerhouse ladies of song, Judy Garland, and then the quite wonderful Dorothy Collins.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. Done you, that great beginning has seen a final inning. Don't know what happened, it's all a crazy game.
Looking for the man that got away. the sun comes up, I think about you. The coffee cup, I think about you. I want you so, it's like I'm losing my mind. The morning ends, I think about you. I talk to friends, I think about you. And do they know, it's like I'm losing my mind. All afternoon, doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me, or were you just being kind? Afternoon, doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights. You said you loved me, or were you just being kind? Or am I losing my?
That was Dorothy Collins from a live recording of Losing My Mind, Sondheim, a musical tribute. I've always found that sometimes the first recordings on a Broadway cast album are not necessarily the best. Certainly in the case of Losing My Mind, the song was trimmed for the original cast album, so that's kind of a non-starter. But the other factor is Dorothy Collins had about a year and a half of singing that amazing song every night, the sort of 11 o'clock number. So by the time she recorded it live with a live audience, which also helps, you know, a year and a half later, she brought new depth and new feeling to it. Well, we're getting towards the end of our look back into the past, appropriately so, of Follies, and the wonderful score by Stephen Sondheim and the compelling book by James Goldman. So let's just sort of get to, shall we say, the core of Follies, which to me is about survival. The characters survive. The show has survived, even though it met a sort of untimely demise back in 1971. It keeps getting revived and re-recorded with new generations of interesting and compelling performers. I talked to a friend of mine who's one of Sondheim's musical biographers. His name is Mark Horowitz, and he runs the music division at the Library of Congress. And I said, Mark, there are so many recordings of I'm Still Here. Which one do you think is the best? There's Eartha Kitt and Barbara Streisand and Carol Burnett. And we concluded that really the best was the first, and I think Sondheim would concur. This is Yvonne DiCarlo from the original cast album. Yvonne DiCarlo is pretty much singing about who she was, a survivor of Hollywood and changing times in the 50s and 60s. If you've ever seen her in the movie Crisscross, for instance, with Burt Lancaster, she's hotter than the handle of an iron skillet. But here she is in 1971 looking back on her life, surviving just the way the show Follies does.
Good times and bum times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer, but I'm here. I've stuffed the dailies in my shoes, strummed ukuleles, sung the blues, seen all my dreams disappear, but I'm here. I've slept in shanties, guessed off the WPA, but I'm here. I danced in my scanties, $3 a night was the pay, but I'm here. I've stood on bread lines with the best, watched while the headlines did the rest. In the Depression was I depressed, nowhere near. I met a big financier, and I'm here. I've gotten through Herbert and J. Edgar Hoover. Gee, that was 1.5. When you've been through Herbert and J. Edgar Hoover, anything else is a laugh. I've been through Reno, I've been through Beverly Hills, and I'm here. Reefers and vino, rest cures religion and pills, but I'm here. Been called a pinko, commie too, got through it stinko by my pool. I should have gone to an acting school, that seems clear. Still someone said she's sincere, so I'm here. Black sable one day, next day it goes into hawk, but I'm here. Top billing Monday, Tuesday you're touring in stock, but I'm here. First you're another slow-eyed vamp, then someone's mother, then you're Kemp. Then you career from career to career. I'm almost through my memoirs, and I'm here. I've gotten through Hey Lady, Aren't You Woozies? Wow, what a looker you were. Or better yet, sorry, I thought you were who. Whatever happened to her? Good times and fun times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer, but I'm here. I've run the gamut, A to Z,
we
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.